Hello and welcome to the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And this is Season 1, Episode 7, Echoes. Yay! We're getting to Episode 7. We're moving along slowly.
We are.
Yep. So anyways, the synopsis is the Rossum Corporation asks the Dollhouse to send a large contingent of actives to a college campus to retrieve an experimental memory drug. The drug brings out suppressed memories which affect everyone, including the actives. And Echo's origins are revealed. Oh wait, there's this other big long one, but I don't want to read that. Okay, trivia. Echo's real name is revealed to be Caroline Farrell when a college professor recognizes her. When Topher meets Clive Ambrose, he greets him by saying the third richest man in the country, nominated for a Nobel Prize, according to NobelPrize.org. The names of the nominees cannot be revealed until 50 years later, so Topher cannot have known this unless, of course, he himself nominated Ambrose. And unless he just hacked into something because Topher's that good. But it didn't mention that in IMDb. And that was where the synopsis was from as well. And also, Topher made a reference to, like, the meaning of life or something. He says that the entire phalanx of machines that go ping. So, yeah, that was interesting. So, yep, that's the trivia. After the synopsis, so first we see Adele and Caroline, and we find out that it's a flashback, and Caroline's, you know, pretty feisty as always, and see, she's just like, oh, you know, why am I here, not knowing where I am, and the big black band, she mentions that. Oh, the big black band's our favorite, aren't they, Amy?
Yes. They are, because they are just plain creepy. They just go in them willingly all the time, and you're like, who goes in that? That looks like a kidnapper van.
Why do they need such big vans anyways?
For equipment.
They could maybe, like, spread it out between a few smaller, less sketchy-looking vehicles, you would think.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just weird.
Or at least every once in a while use something normal-looking, like when they're on that crazy one of the first ones, where she does the, like, shoulder to the wheel or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just hanging out there. He doesn't need a big, black, creepy-looking van.
Well, then they had a good excuse, like saying we're a news crew. So that was a good cover, actually. And the van fit there.
Yeah.
So, anyways, and I think, you know, we've mentioned before, like, from the first one, that it was something Echo did. And partly we see, possibly this could be it, but we'll find out later for sure, what exactly happened. And she's like, Echo's wanting to know, well, no, it's Caroline, wants to know, why did you pick me? And Adele says, you chose us. If you give us 5 years, you get your life back. And she says, it's a good thing. And Caroline's like, I know what I saw and what started this. And she, I'm just confused about how she, Adele says this has been a 2-year dance.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, they've been talking for a while and she's just been held in questioning or something, or I guess before they've really charged her with whatever happened.
Yeah.
So I guess that could be possible. But that's a really long time.
It is.
But she is really attractive, so, and I mean, they don't have people falling out of the sky all the time, I guess, of people that are worthy of being a doll. I mean, I'm sure they know they do help shape him up and stuff, but, you know, they do have to fit a certain standard.
Right.
To be the fantasy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so Del's just pretty calm, like, I've got this, with her calming green tea and the little fancy cups.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think it's funny, like, Topher makes a joke later about something about her, like he kind of references to Adele, like, oh, like, you with your, go back to your green tea, or, and it said something like, to your healthy lifestyle, or whatever. Anyways, so next we see a guy's in his underwear, and he's, like, opening bees, and jumping up and down, and friends come and see what's wrong, and he's talking nonsense. And then he starts to try and, like, jump out the window, but it's really thick. And then both the other guy and girl start laughing. And that after she fell, and, like, there's glass everywhere. And then the guy hit his head so much that the glass breaks and he's bleeding. And then we see a vial. And it was just really, really creepy. And I just like the blood part. And I'm like,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And the next week... Sorry?
Does any jump after that?
I think so, but I don't think we see it. But I'm pretty sure he did.
Yep.
Either way, yeah, he really... That was some pretty thick glass. So after enough, you're going to do some damage.
Uh-huh.
Yep, crazy.
Whacking your head against that's going to do some...
Yeah, because it took him a while. It wasn't like the first time. Or even like the next one. It was some hardcore glass. So then, we see this guy talking to Adele, and he says, we need an army of actives. So then you know it's pretty crazy, because needing that many.
Yes.
Topher comes in, and he's like, if this is about the Cantonese speaking Mandarin or something... And she's like, the glare Adele gives him is hilarious. She's like, not now. Yeah, it's hilarious. And he's like, okay. And then he just immediately recognizes the guy and is like, whoa, Clive Ambrose, you're this big important guy and nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And, da, da, da. And he's like, I might throw up.
Yep.
But he is intuitive. He's like, something bad happened. And you find out that, you know, it was supposed to be this memory drug. And they don't know who, how it got into the hands of the students. But it's testing this memory drug. It affects the natural inhibitions of the hippocampus in order to wake up the sleeping parts of the brain.
Yes.
And they say that the guy ingested it, and that's how he died. I mean, like, why he had so much. The photo looks pretty brutal.
It does.
Yeah. So then, you know, they're trying to figure out a plan, but then just, like, talking about the drug, Topher is hilarious, and he's like, drugs are so exciting! And like he just keeps randomly on, but not just like, and then like, you know, it does, like, it's important. He's like, you know, there's so many factors that affects you differently, you know, if one person tries it they won't like it, another one they'll, you know, be hooked for a long time. Starting horse or whatever he called it. But yeah, still he's just like, thanks, that's so exciting. It's like nice. And then he's just like, we drug test here, don't worry.
It's hilarious because you are like, why do you know this, Topher? And
well, he's
guy's looking, and it's like,
I'm guessing he was in school a long time, and you know, he doesn't take too long to be smart, so maybe he took a couple breaks.
Yeah,
learned a thing or two.
Yes.
But yeah, so what they want to plan is to, the sedation's the best they can do right now. They want to find an antidote, and they want to secure the campus and find there was two vials. I'm pretty sure. And Topher still does, you know, help be impressive and not just, like, think he's totally the whack job. And that he is really smart. He's like, they're going to be, the dolls, that's right, the dolls will be immune.
Right.
And the guy's like, how'd you know that? And he's like, well, you know, it bounced off the inhibitors. The dolls don't have those. So, yeah, like, at least Topher isn't completely look like an idiot. Well, I mean...
he did a very, scientific...
He came back.
...there for a moment.
Yes, but he came back from it. Yes. He's not just spending all his time drinking juice boxes.
Yeah.
And then, she... Adele asked Topher, she's like, Echo's on engagement, isn't she? And he's like, yes. He's like, do you want me to call her back in? And she's like, no, Echo can sit this one out. And I think, yeah, she was, Adele was a bit unsettled, like, from how big it was and just everything else and, like, Clive Ambrose. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she exactly liked it, but had to do it. Oh, yeah, I think that comes up later, but anyways. We see Echo, and
where
she's...
Where was that?
Huh?
For her engagement?
Yes.
That she was at the college?
I just mean I don't think she liked having to do the engagement in general.
Yeah.
I think that comes up later, but, so Echo, she's getting shown the motorcycle, and this is from the, first guy from the pilot that really likes her and gave her the necklace. And his name is Matt Cargill, in case we forgot. And I don't know if it's the same one or not. I don't remember the name for the first one. But, yeah, she seems different in this one. Like, she's definitely more shy. And she's just like, oh, it's like a dragon. And he's like, you're going to drive this. And she's like, I am. Yep.
Yeah. It could be the same one, and he just wants her to be shy this time.
Maybe. Maybe he opens her up kind of thing. But I don't know, like, she just seems like a, more of a go-getter the last time, but who knows. And anyways, next we go to Paul, and he's making breakfast for Melly. It's really cute at first, but then it kind of gets ruined. But he's just like, oh, you know, he's been thrown off, so you can tell he's a little sore about that. I mean, like, he wasn't, like, too bad about it, but he was just like... I'm a gentleman of leisure now, and you've taken up professional sleeping. And it was like, oh, and I totally thought, like, I wonder if they put that in there as a joke. Professional sleeper. Because, yeah, I don't think we've officially heard the name, but we mentioned before. It's the name of it is, like, we saw her be controlled by Adele with the phone call, but she's not like that all the time.
Right.
So it's only when Adele wants. So she's partly a doll right now, anyways. I mean, she is a doll, but she's not.
Yeah, they don't talk about it yet.
Yeah. Well, we'll get more into what a sleeper actually is, so you get to learn, folks. Yay! And I don't think it's too spoilery.
Because it's kind of obvious that she is a doll, but she isn't really a doll.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a name other than doll for those.
Yeah, and then so, Paul starts saying that, he, like, wanting to look into the guy that hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. Oh, no, well, first, just what happens is, she's just like, you know, you don't have to do this. And he's like, I like taking care of you. And she's basically just wanting to get across that I'm not weak, really. But
yeah.
Then he starts, and she's like, oh, that guy had two left feet. Like, it's like, I wish he had two left feet. He says they can't identify Hearn, that sneaky dollhouse, but, that they're working on it. And she's like, but you were taken off the case. And he's like, well, officially, but now they don't really know I'm looking. So so it's the perfect time. And she's like, I almost got killed, and you don't need to do this. And she's worried. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she thinks he's dreamy. So it's like, aww. And then, yeah, but yeah, still, like, he's not going to give it up, so she tells him to leave. She's just like, you know, you're right back to your apartment, right? So it's like, oh.
Yep.
So I don't know, like, did she just leave her door open, or does he have a key too, I guess?
I think they maybe just have keys or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I know she has his key, because he's like, oh, she's like, oh, did you get locked out again?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So then we see this huge, long line of the black vans again. And then we see the active, and they're all super smart science people. So they go like the official like suits and sunglasses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victor is funny.
Mac talking to Paul.
To, Lawrence.
Mac, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, to the head of security guy. Yeah, that was funny. He's like, oh, like, well, I should be doing this. And then Victor's just like, well, officially, this stops this. And Lawrence is like, dang it, Topher. Oh, but then, oh, it's funny is we still see, even in their little program state, we see the little slight chemistry between Victor and Sierra, and he's just like, oh, I haven't heard a good flesh-eating strain of something horrible story in a while. And Sierra's like, oh, yeah, I've got dozens. And then Sierra did say something funny, like they're delegating where they should go on the campus, and she's like, I've always wanted to go to a frat party. I thought it was funny.
It was
funny. But yeah, Victor was pretty cool. Like, he made lots of funny statements, and like he was very... He led very well. Yeah, I liked how he just put, like, okay, guys, let's go take care of this.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. So, we go back to, Echo and the guy, Matt. And he's tied up. Because apparently they're kinky like that. And they're setting up a video. And it messes up, and then she's going to fix it. Oh, first, though, I have to bring this up. You know, they're videoing, and she's like, what if somebody else see? He's like, no, 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 nobody else is going to see, I swear. And, yeah, just people be careful, because I just read an article a bit ago, a girl posted about how, like, revenge porn, so basically some people will, like, take pictures or videos and put it on after, like, you break up with someone. And then it's just, like, all this crap and try and get it off and everything, and, yeah. So just be careful. My 2 cents.
Yes.
Got to love our little public service announcements.
Someone getting all mad.
Yeah. They're making it, they're trying to, well, they've made a few laws in it, but it's not very much. Like, they can get in trouble if they are the one that took the picture, but right. If you took the picture, then... They can't really help you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's got to love our little public service announcements we have in here.
Yes. Hey, it's important.
It is.
Especially when it comes to that.
Yes. So she's supposed to move something on the change something on the TV. And she ends up turning on the news, and she sees about Fremont College. And sees, and I guess, like, Rossum owns the college or something? I don't know. I saw it said, like, somewhere. Rossum. But anyway, so she sees, say again?
I said, isn't that where she went?
Yes. Like, isn't it tied to Rossum, though?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. So anyway, so she sees and she kind of has like a memory. She's like, oh my gosh, I have to go there. And she just leaves him. She's like, this isn't funny. This really isn't funny. Wait, did that door close?
Yes.
Poor Matt.
Yes.
He paid however much money it was. I know, like, last week it was really, really expensive for Echo.
Yes.
To be tied up and left.
Because of a little thing that made her remember.
Yes. So then we, they're talking, I think she sees like a memory about something about doing something up north, an anti-war demonstration, and something about Echo's, Caroline's boyfriend. I guess that's kind of like the memory, like I kind of listed basically what happened.
Or yeah.
Something. I don't think we got a lot. But anyways, then we go to Topher, and he says, you know, like he's messing with the vial a little bit and like still playing around. And he talks to Adele, and we see Nellie in the chair.
Yep.
And he tells her to think about rainbows.
I love that, too. He's like, think about rainbows.
And he's going to give her a shot of the virus, even though they're immune. I don't really see how that'll work. I mean, I guess to kind of just see how it affects them, even without the inhibitors, but still.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's weird, but... she's like, that may take a while, and then Adele's complaining to Topher. She's like, oh, she's like, why do we have to do this? And he's like, well, you could have said no. She's like, it's Rossum. It's why we exist, and I believe in the work we're funding. She kind of gives a weird look while she's saying that, though.
Yeah.
I think she's, like, she's taking her drink.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that the only reason that she doesn't have that guy's job is because he couldn't handle hers. Yeah. And Topher's like, can you give me a juice box? And I think it was during that one, he's like, you know, calm down, calm down. She's like, what, think about rainbows? That's what you're going to tell me?
Yes.
Like, nice, yeah. Oh my gosh. Then we go to Echo, and she's, like, gone down to the college. She got to the motorcycle thing down pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you quickly taught her, but yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And then she comes, and then, she runs into Victor, and he's being all the science guy, and she's, and they're like, are you a student? And she's like, I don't know. Parts of it seem familiar, and they're like, okay, she's a patient. Because it makes you, like, delirious and say weird things.
Yes.
And then Boyd doesn't know what's going on.
Yep.
And he's like, and then I think
that's,
yeah, like, what's going on there? And then we see more of that later, but it's funny. Topher, oh no, yeah, this is when it happens. He's like on the phone with Adele, and they're like, where's Echo? And he's like, Fremont, like, I thought maybe it was a new fantasy, like, bring the girl to college or something.
Yeah.
Like, nothing too unusual. Like, worse things to go to. And they're like, no, it's the worst place to be. And he's like, what's going on? And then the girl, like, walks up to him with the short, like, pixie cut, and she's like, your mansion's in your eyes.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Yeah, and she's like, did you know that? And then, yeah, we have all the crazy people saying stuff. I think this is, like, in the... Oh, yeah, this is, like, with the patients and, like... Oh, Echo has a slight memory. What do they need babies for? And the guy's, like, videoing. And then we see that this other girl, like, where Echo is, like, freaking out, saying the window is coming after them or something. And then Echo is having a memory, like, I have to save him. And then another guy is saying, like, the He says the walls will stop moving and you'll feel more normal in a little bit. Or, like, you know, as much as you can to normal. And then they start talking. And then the guy says, I think Rossum is using us as guinea pigs. And they're just, you know, like, cleanly, like, you know, writing in their little lab notebooks and everything. And that his friend was the guy who died, was Owen. And then Echo's like, I have to listen to myself. And I think I know a way in. And the guy, they decide, you know, they're going to break out together. And he wants to prove he hurt other people, did this to Owen. And he says his name is Sam. And then, you know, Echo's saying, you know, like, oh, I have to go save him, like her little boyfriend we've slightly seen. And then we see the girl that talked to Boyd, and they sneak out, because the guy girl is, like, totally freaking out, so they have to go, like, sedate her. And at first, like, yeah, and they're trying to give her, like, an injection, but she's like, yeah. And then Sierra's like, fine, I'll get you a liquid type.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they sneak out, and she runs into Boyd. And then he's like, do you want a treatment? She's like, no. He's like, whoa. Okay, then. Like, a little surprised, but huh. Interesting. He just laughs and, like, did not gain control of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Boyd was interesting, this one.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I like that part when she's just like, no.
Yeah. Like, I got stuff to do.
Yep. And she just sort of walks on past.
Yep. So then we see the full on, like, part we see, beginning to see what's going on is Caroline is saying that Rossum is evil and she's talking with her friends. And she says that they're hiding something. She thinks it's definitely animal testing. And say that, like, people, you know, they shouldn't be used as guinea pigs. And then people said something funny. And they're like, guinea pigs should not be guinea pigs.
Yes.
And then Caroline's like, I have a plan. Another person was like, does this plan involve you freeing the monkeys and then they bite you? And she's like, she wants to go in and film the animals and show the world on the internet. And everyone else is kind of just like, whoa, we don't know about this. But she's like, you know, I don't want this going on anymore. I want to do something. And it's like, I'm not asking this, but... And the boyfriend's just kind of like, oh, yay, I love you, babe.
Uh-huh.
Love your spirit. And then,
That's not Matt, is it?
No.
Okay.
It is a different guy.
Okay.
Yes. And then... We see the experts talking a bit, and then one guy is, talking about, one of the patients talking about his love for applesauce or something. And then Lawrence starts going crazy. Oh, no, that's what, I'm sorry, I got confused with my notes. Lawrence Dominic is, you know, sees him all, like, all the actors in control and everything. He's like, a bit ago, you were talking about how much you loved applesauce.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts, at first you think, like, oh, normal Lawrence, you know, that's how he always is, but, and he starts going crazy and starts waving the gun around and starts wanting to, like, shoot people, and thankfully Victor stops him, and he's like, the gun is so heavy, and so he's being affected by the virus, so that's not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Sierra by this point, or is that later?
I think Sierra is later.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we see Adele talking, and she's worried, she's, I think, to Topher, and she's like, the effects are spreading, they don't know how. And then, yeah, they say how Lawrence is acting weird, and Topher's like, there's no way he would try and have fun.
Yep.
And then he's like, you're being, and then she's like, I am very British. And then they start talking about brown sauce.
Brown sauce. That part cracks me up. I don't know why.
Oh, that's just funny. Yeah.
Brown sauce. And he's like, what is brown sauce made of? He's like, brown.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny how they go back and forth, and then, like, and then I think they find out that Echo, and then, yeah, Crazy has nothing to do, what? Okay, I'm sorry, my notes are weird. And then I think it becomes a bigger issue about how Echo is there, and Echo is, she's just kind of like, whoa, what's going on? But the guy's planning, and he says he's not going to give up. And with the little chance he has, and just like how he grew up, and they're going to go underneath. And then she remembers somehow, like, you have to go underneath, and he's like, how does that work? And says, Lily Foundry. And then we go to Topher, and he says touch is how he thinks it might happen, and just as he's touching Adele, so nice job there.
Yeah.
And then they're talking, they say, any Rossum people need to be off the premises. And then Adele's jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah.
And they're saying the government, he's almost says dolls, but then he, like, catches himself. And he's like, the government, yeah, you're fine. You can stay there. Like, he's trying to, like, say you're immune, but can't really say it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The government, you're fine.
Yep. And then something about, like, I think it's Adele and Topher funniness, and she's like, oh, I have a good story about him. And then Topher is in his boxers, so, and then, someone, as I think, like, is it Lawrence or somebody starts playing the piano. And it's like, why is there a piano there? I think it was someone, like at the college, and it's like, why is there a piano there? But okay. And then, what's her name? Echo decides that she thinks Lily Foundry is an it. And then we learn that Caroline's name is Caroline Farrell. And then we see Professor, like, Janik or something. And then she kind of laughs.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just like, oh, you're in such and such class. I mean, and she's like, what? And she's like, bye. Something like that. Well, I think it was similar to that, right? I'm not just making it up.
I don't know. I think she's just...
It was brief. Let's just say that. Yeah. But yeah, she's like, I don't know if I know her. Do I know you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, we've met someone that has seen Echo before. And so it's, yeah, she went to that college. Yep. And then they think it's just the virus, though, that it got to her, and that's why she's acting weird.
Yep. And it's not. She's just having random flashbacks.
Yep.
So then they continue, don't they, her and that one dude, Sam?
I think so. And then I see, or it might go back to, I think Topher says something about, like, what, like, munchies or something, and then that might be when they're talking about, like, oh, I have all these snacks.
Yes.
To Adele. So that's pretty brave. Like, Adele gets stressed pretty much, so yeah, she might be raiding a stash all the time.
Yeah. Get carbs or something like that.
And I think they kind of said, like, or this might be, like, Boyd said he kind of let Caroline go or something, and there's, like, what? Or I don't know if it's mentioned, but I don't know. My notes are weird. I'm sorry. So Melly is, she's starting to glitch, and she's, like, thinking, like, what do you think about when you're with me? And She starts, like, mumbling that, let me die, Paul. And then she starts fully going back into, like, being attacked in the three flowers in the vase. That memory. And so then, I think Topher and Adele, they end up hiding. Because they're afraid that super taekwondo sleeper now awake Melee is going to kill them. And they're like, oh, shoot. Yeah. Yeah, she's like, what? There's three flowers. And then she starts, like, freaking out. And they're like, wow, we're afraid Melly's going to kill us. But couldn't Adele have just said the three flowers in the vase green? Or I don't know if she tried. I wish they would have shown that.
Yeah, she did. Could have done that, couldn't she?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they were too high off the drug to think.
They're too drugged up.
Like, let's go hide in this corner.
Instead of being logical.
Oh, you know, that's what drugs do. Alright, so then we go and they find that this is old Caroline. She finds information and she bribed a guy for blueprints. And they first thought it was just boring, but then they found these utility tunnels. And then they find this empty room, means that it's the most likely space for them to be doing stuff in there. And then the boyfriend starts to get worried, like, this just became real. And she's like, you're not going to back out on me, are you? And he's like, no. So he's just freaked out now. And then we see Sam, and then they find the, you know, they're trying to find it, and they're like, there's no really foundry, and like, well, you're standing corner. And it's like, this vent? It was kind of, since when are the vents named?
I don't know, that seemed random to me. I was like, okay, we're just naming a vent.
I've seen benches named, but that's normal. Why a vent? Like, or not, it's not even like a normal vent, it's like a manhole, but it's a rectangle.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, and it goes underground.
Yes.
Since so when do you get those?
Manhole.
That's gotta be impressive. Like, you can get on a bench or something, but you got on a manhole. Awesome.
I feel bad for Lily.
I know. Maybe it's for the people. They had to feel they gave money to the school, so they had to give a donation, but they didn't give a big enough donation for a bench or even a square block or something. Like, I've seen, like, they have little bricks at my library and get your name put on it or whatever, but they couldn't even get that. They got
a manhole.
Yes. I mean, maybe it's one that's used a lot. I don't know. I'm like, what?
Maybe they thought they couldn't find the manhole, and they just did a manhole, so they made up a fake one.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, it wasn't even, like, a very poignant spot. Like, it wasn't, like, a landmark or anything.
Okay.
So it's like, okay. I mean, yes, it was used in the blueprint, but that doesn't mean, like, it would be a big, like, have to be a big showy thing, like, this is X right here. And even if it was, it wasn't that much. And a name? What? But okay. Anyways, so they go in there, and he wants to go in quick. She's like, I can't make a fist or fight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, yeah. Yep, she's not remembering too much then. I mean, only a little bit, but not what she needs to. And then Sam, he's like, pretend we're playing a video game. I'll go across, and then you go across, and they're not looking. I was totally, if they weren't in crisis mode, I'm sure it wouldn't have worked. They would have been...
I
She's like, I don't play video games. But then Lawrence finds her, and then he is just hilarious in his state, and he's like, sorry for trying to kill you. He's like, I'm over it. And he's like, no, look at me.
I'm sorry, I put you in a burning building trying to kill you.
But it's not okay.
Okay.
I need your forgiveness. I can hang out with drugged up Lawrence. As long as he wasn't begging for my forgiveness, he'd be totally cool. Okay, so then the guy comes back and he's like, what's going on? And then we find someone else exposed, and then Sierra gets him and Lawrence, and then it was one of the the Rossum people. He starts shooting, and then Victor comes and gets the gun, and then Victor has everybody, you know, turn in their weapons.
Uh-huh.
And then Sierra starts glitching, and she has a memory of Hearn, and then she grabs a gun, and she's remembering when she's starting to be raped and molested.
Yeah.
Well, only the beginning of it, but yeah, so traumatic. And so that's, you know, she's grabbing the gun. And then Victor starts flashing back to a war memory and, having to, save someone, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he's pulling her close, trying to stop her, and she shoots him.
Yep.
And then Lawrence is saying something soft like a kitty. I bet. And again, that he is hilarious. And then Topher is... And Adele, they're hiding. And she's like, well, maybe she's calmed down now. And Adele's like, go check Topher. He's like, but I don't want to. Well, he didn't say it like that, but he's just like, no. And she's like, I'm your superior. And he's like, I don't care, for anything else but this. And then finally Adele goes up and looks and sees that she's kind of chilled out now. At least not looking like they're going to be on a killing rampage. So they take her and they get her in the chair. And then they figure out they're having a memory glitch. And then there's something about the memory blocks, and it's probably happening to the other dolls. But the good news is the drug is devolving. It's going away. But the first guy had an extreme dose. More than anyone would have taken. And so they think it might be murder. And then Echo and the guy are in the lab, and she says it looks different. And he's like, well, what did it look like you used before? And she's like, I don't know. And he goes and he grabs this.
It just looks different. Go on. So they go in, and doesn't he find the thing?
He does, yeah. He reaches in the little lab fridge, and at first it looks like an ordinary tube, but then inside it is the vial, and he's like, it's right where I left it. And then he just, and then I think Echo is having a slight memory. She's like, I have to stop him, and something bad's going to happen, and, but yeah, he lets the stuff run out into a rag, and then, yeah, he, gives it to her, and forces it on her, on her face, so she blacks out, and she starts having more memories, so then we get a big full one. And she's with her boyfriend in the video room in Rossum, this is Caroline in the past. And then we see monkeys and dogs. And then it looks like this little thing is basically fetuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see the computer, they're looking on there. And they're like, what, they're experimenting on people?
Yep.
And then Echo wants to take a dog home. And he's like, no. But it's like, come on, Caroline. I know it's cute, but really?
Yes.
They could trace that back. But I don't know. It just made it seem yes, she is reckless, but And I know she, like, realized she does want to help it. But it's, like, making you seem like the little kid that's like, but I want that dog. Instead of, like, for the greater good. But I mean, I guess it's kind of hard. It was a cute dog. But it's like, come on, Caroline. You shared the game.
Not your heart.
But then security comes, and then they running, and then they're freaked out. Yeah, and then, so then, that's pretty much it, and they're running away. And then the guys, like, Echo wakes up, and the guy starts explaining is that they were not going to do with Ross anymore. They were going to take the vial somewhere else, and they're going to pay a lot of money in somewhere like Switzerland or somewhere. And the guy was starting to get cold feet, and so he wanted to just, like, knock him out or something for a while, and then, like, then just leave while he's unconscious or whatever. But he didn't mean for it to go so far. And I guess did he get affected too for real, or was it just to, like, clear his name or something, and then he just felt bad the guy died or something? Well, I guess, no, that's right, he had to stick around because he had to go get the drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, this wasn't supposed to happen like this. And then we go back to the, Echoes, and he drops the camera as they're running away. This is Echo in the past. And then the security starts shooting, which seems a bit extreme.
But.
And then we go to, she's running after Sam again. And then, I'm sorry, like, jumps back and forth. So, and then it's Echo. It's Caroline in the past and their boyfriend, and they're hiding, like, in a closet. And he's like, I love you. And, yes, he does. And then she's like, oh, come back. And then this time also she's running after Sam. Real-time Echo is, and then she bumps into Lawrence, and he's like, sorry again for burning you alive.
Isn't she running after Sam thinking he's the boyfriend?
Yes, it kind of jumps back and forth. And then she's thinking, she's like, help him, he's hurt, and like, he doesn't look good, and Sam's trying to run, and then Boyd comes. Because she's fighting with Sam.
Yeah, she tackled him, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And then they're fighting, but then Boyd comes in and pushes him. I don't know if, like, how bad he was hurt, but I don't think he didn't get up again. Like, he was down. And then, and I guess, like, he alerted some people or something, and he's like, do you want a treatment, Echo? And she's like, yep, this time I do. So then Caroline is in the hospital, and Adele says she fits the profile. And then suddenly she's gone, and Adele is like, oh, she won't get far. And she admires her spirit, I think.
Yeah.
I get that moment, I think, yeah. And then Mr. Dominic goes to see Adele. This is after it's all said and done. And he's like, all the actives are fine. You know, everything's all fixed up and everything. It's really, really awkward. And then she gives him his gun back and say that, you know, they press, you know, got the story of the, like, just drugs going on and the guy committed suicide. And then she's like, I think, so you're probably going to say that I should send Echo to the attic now. And he's like, that's your call. Which, first time we've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I wonder if some of, like, he remembers and some of it, like, stayed with him. Or really, I guess it might just be that, like, in the embarrassment. And he's like, I don't know what to do now. And she's like, okay, forget it. We were drugged. We acted like little kids. Get over it.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. Which is interesting. You almost think that conversation would be more necessary with Topher. Because of, like, what was going on. But he was mostly gone most of the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, she is in a high... The head security guy. I mean, so kind of a higher position, but... Just, like, I guess thinking, like, he might think, like, oh, she expects more of me. Or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, yeah. But he's like, okay, yep. I'm gonna leave now. And then Melly, and she looks stressed. Poor Adele. She's like, oh, the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yep.
And then we see Melly, and she has her bags packed. She's done with everything at the dollhouse, it seems. And she's leaving the apartment. And she looks for a second, and then we see that Paul comes out, and he's like, were you even going to say anything? And she's like, I need to just be away. And he's like, no, that's fine. I understand. And he's... She starts to try and tell him where she'll be. And he's like, well, it's better you probably don't tell me just in case. Wait, wasn't that? It might have been the opposite. Actually, I think it was because she was the one that was leaving.
Yeah.
We care so much for details, only sometimes. But yeah, and then he, and I think it was like that. He's like, well, you know where I am. And he looks sad and he's like, aw.
Yeah.
But I think it was like, if you need to reach me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we see Adele. And who's she with? Dun, dun, dun. Sam.
She's with who?
She's with Sam.
Oh, yes.
And she's like getting in the tea, and he's like, it helps you relax. And he's like, all mad, like Echo was at first. And he's getting the pitch, like, we can give you what you want, a new life. And yeah, he is just like, I don't want to be here. And she's like, well... He's like, well, how can you help me, da-da-da-da. She's like, well, I see that your mother, Liz, da-da-da-da, like, knows everything about him, kind of creepy. He's like, I see your mother's having money troubles, and you're going to lose your house. We can get you the money, and you can support your mom after 5 years, and you can, you'll want to worry about money problems again. You'll be perfectly capable of taking care of her. After the 5 years, you just have to agree to this. Yep. And that was the episode.
Yep. We talking up on Sam.
Yep. I think, yeah. So, the person of the week is Matt Cargill from the first one. Oh, yes, we don't see what happened to him. He's possibly just still tied up.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, you think Boyd would know. Do you think he could be nice and let him out? I don't think Boyd cares.
No.
Maybe just one of his little rich friends will come by and just be like, dude, what happened? And like take a picture and put it on Facebook, but then let him go. Who knows? But... He is the person of the week, and he was in Babysitter Wanted, One Life to Live, One Tree Hill, Senior Skip Day. Yeah, so I just thought those are kind of funny. And the one I love the most, he was on Deal or No Deal.
That's interesting.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh. It's just like, da da da, he's this person, Deal or No Deal, himself. I'm like, oh, that is so awesome. I don't know if it was just his start or what. Like, maybe he did good and thought maybe helped him get money, so maybe he could pursue acting or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know, but
yeah, it was just cool. And then something else, only slightly, but the professor that is like, hey girl, hey, to Echo. And Caroline's like, what are you talking about? But that professor, Janik, I believe, she is from The Help.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, wait, she looks familiar. So then I looked her up, and yep. And she's done a bunch of other stuff, too. But like I just mentioned the other random one. So, like, just for this one, yeah. I just say she's from The Help.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did look familiar. Quotes, just, I don't know. This one had a lot of good ones with all the craziness that was going on. Yeah, yeah. Like, there are mansions in your eyes. Yes, gotta love that one. And then I think that that Russian guy had two left feet. I wish he had two left feet. That would make him easier to identify. Sorry, what were you saying?
So didn't the mansion sparkle too or something?
Yes. Like that? Yes, her mansion's in your eyes and they sparkle. And it's like, what? And Boyd just looks so freaked out. He's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Jokes are exciting!
Huh?
Jokes are exciting!
Yeah.
You smoke horse once, don't like it, and go back to your little natural whatever lifestyle. I smoke it once. Ooh. I'm drinking doing two packs a day and hooked for 20 years. Oh, goodness. I always wanted to go to a frat party.
I don't know why. I do. I love their whole conversation about brown sauce and how brown sauce is made out of brown.
Yes, it's just like randomly put in there, and I think they do. They have good chemistry. They do, like, they go work well together. Did not maintain control of that situation. Yes.
They did pretty good for everybody being high.
That was Boyd's quote.
Yep.
Yeah, I think mainly that's the one. Other than the few little ones, but they're kind of scattered and hard to remember. Yeah, there were some good quotes. At first, I think I was going to say I might just stick with Topher because he was hilarious. But now I'm crazy, but you know what I almost want to think? I guess I kind of always think that I want to give the people, like, who've shown improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to say Lawrence Dominic.
He has.
Yes, well, in this episode at least. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, even towards the end, he wasn't like, we should put Echo in the attic. And I almost think it might still be embarrassment, but at least in his drugged up state, he is not...
He's apologetic.
Yes.
And he's not,
He's not this judgmental, like, jumping to, like, they make some mistakes and we need to send them to the attic.
Yes.
She's going to ruin everything. Even though, like, some of it, like, was just there in the beginning and he's like, she needs to go.
Yes.
Like, in the second one... Like, yes, she did. Echo found out, you know, that it was Reyna who was wanting to kill herself. And so she did. She adjusted the situation. So.
Yep.
Yep. So, yes, who do you think is your favorite?
Favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I like Adele in this one.
You like Adele? She does, and even, I don't even think it was a drugged up state, but yeah, she's just like, oh, I hate this, and she's venting, and then she's just, yeah, like, oh, if it weren't for that guy, I'd have his job, and da-da-da-da. And like, at the end, she handled it well with Lawrence Dominic, and I forgot to mention that, too. Yeah, she's just like, it's over, it's done with, let's put it behind us, we acted like kids, and we were drugged. But still, yeah, I do think it's weird. Like, you think they could have had that with Topher, but I guess she's just like,
in a way.
Yeah, maybe she did. But I guess, you know, she's used to Topher acting crazy.
Yes.
And I guess Topher's just smart enough to be like, let's not talk about this.
Yeah.
And not make it awkward. Like, let's talk about brain stuff.
Yes, let's talk about the effects of drugs.
He had his awkward quota for the day, I guess. And then, whose life sucks the most? I put Matt because he's probably still tied up.
Yes, I think I have to agree with you there.
I mean, everyone else is mostly okay. Sam got hurt by Boyd, but he's okay. He's just, I mean, he's getting propositioned by the dollhouse, but that's happened to other people, so it's not like he's not different than anybody else. And yep. Plus, he was going to go run off with a bunch of money and hurt his partner in the process.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I don't know how legal it was. I mean, I guess they would just be really upset, or would it be illegal to go take the drug somewhere else? I guess it was a Rossum school, right? So I guess they really should stay there.
It seems like it would be stealing.
Yeah. So yeah, that's not good. And then, you know, Adele is stressed, but when is she not? Topher's fine. Lawrence is fine. Everyone else is fine. I mean, the only one who wasn't fine was Echo's boyfriend.
Yes.
And I mean, he seemed alright, but I'm just not very attached to him.
Yeah.
Nope, yeah, I just can't find any attachment. So, yes. So Matt, and we've seen Matt before, and he's sweet and lovable, so it's kind of hard not to get attached to him and just be like, oh, poor Matt, he's tied up.
Yep.
Just got left after paying a bunch
of...
Well, yes, but he wasn't expecting that long.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And by himself. And she could have maybe grabbed. Well, okay, yeah, that would be kind of weird. Just grab somebody off the street.
Go and tie the guy.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, I think really the only feelings of violence is for Sam. Yeah, really, nobody else is really horrible this episode. He was the main villain. I mean, Lawrence, I mean, he was not too much of a jerk, and then he was fine. I mean, yeah, I just find it, like, he's the head security guy. It would be annoying if Topher would make the doll the head person over him or whatever. So that, I can understand that. So yeah. And Sam's had to deal with the dollhouse, so I think that's kind of enough. And he got hurt by Boyd.
Yep.
Victor and Sierra, nothing really going on crazy there. Yep. So, I gave this rating a 6 out of 10. And it was a pretty good episode. I mean, like, yeah, like, it was nice to see the comic relief with all the crazy students. I just wish they could have made it a bit more consistent, but I guess it kind of helped it, you know, the drugging effect, so it made it, you know, go back and forth. But, you know, it was decent. And I gave it 6 out of 10 named vent openings.
What did you name it?
I gave it 6 out of 10 named vent openings. You know, like, the little, or the manhole or whatever.
Because they do a lot of vent openings. like, yeah.
And they have a name. Lily Foundry.
I don't have a name. Simply because I like the name Echoes so much. Because it sums it up.
No, I just mean for the rating for the episode. The rating for the episode.
The rating would be 5 out of 10.
Okay.
It was good. And it explained a lot of her past.
Yeah.
And it showed, how...
Yeah.
They made mistakes because they said the drugs wouldn't affect the dolls, and then it did.
Mm-hmm.
But it, yeah.
It's true.
And like I said earlier, it kind of loosened everybody up and showed their other side, not their stress side. Because I think that's part of Dominic's problem.
Mm-hmm. And Adele's.
Huh?
And Adele's.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, we haven't seen too much of Caroline before she came to the dollhouse. I mean, we only see, the brief video and then her talking with Adele. We haven't seen her too much by herself without the dollhouse, and it's good to see that. She always has been the strong, crazy one, let's go do this. Yeah. The revolutionary one, so it's interesting to see that. So, no label for it?
No, because, I said, Echoes is... It's Echoes kind of her past and her...
Not even brown sauce.
Huh?
Not even brown sauce.
Not even brown sauce.
I love you. Even though you abstain, you're just no, I don't have a label.
I know. It doesn't need a label.
Okay.
But I get your label, so.
Yes. I just try to make them funny.
Yeah.
Yep. The things that stick out to me, like the creepy back fans. But yeah, that was the episode. And the next one will be number 8. And I think it might be Spy in the House of Love, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
I think it is.
I think you might be right.
Yes. And that was a good one. We're getting slowly up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just with school and work and everything is kind of hard. But, yeah, we were able to watch it a couple nights ago. And so finally we were able to get to this.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it's not. That is episode 9.
Yeah, it's Needs.
Needs, okay.
But is that the interesting one, too? Well, they're all interesting, but...
I'm going to the previous one now. Okay. Okay, yeah, I think it is an interesting one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So, spoiler, the next one's an interesting one.
Yes.
But yes, that was the episode.
Which one isn't? But which one isn't? Because
true.
Even this one could be interesting if you look at the history.
Yeah.
Light history lesson and the drug effect lesson.
Yes. Well, the next one, we get to find out more stuff.
Yeah.
So. And then, yeah. So. Yep, that we'll try and podcast soon. Trying to think if there's anything else to say. Yes, again, also we are on iTunes. You search under my name, Barbara Harper, because I'm a busy college student and just right now I can't change it. I was partly sent how to fix it, but I don't really know if that's the right way to fix it. To change it to, so I can change it from my name to the actual podcast name, but
yep.
But yes, we will try and podcast soon. So we are the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
Bye.
Good night.
iPod, get back here. I need to stop recording.
Yes.
Gotta love bloopers, right?
Yeah.
I love a good blooper.